On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Every year 8 boy in Kent is going to be offered the HPV vaccine in a bid to protect even more young people from certain forms of cancer. It's linked to cervical cancer and has been given to girls for more than 10 years now. Medics say 12 and 13-year-old boys having the jab could prevent tens of thousands of cases of the disease over the next 40 years. Paula McLachlan is the screening and immunisations manager for Kent and Medway.
You'll pop out of the lessons, you'll get your vaccine, and you know that you're already halfway covered, and then the following year you'll have your second one. So it's a really exciting opportunity for all our young people.
The vaccination programme will be rolled out from September.
KMFM News.
Temporary repairs have been carried out after 150 metres of signalling power cable was stolen from a railway line between Faversham and Whitstable. It caused disruption to hundreds of commuters this morning, with services either cancelled or delayed. Network Rail say engineers have been working since midnight to get the line open again, and we'll be back tonight to carry out permanent repairs. Sir David Attenborough says the cost of air travel will have to increase to reduce emissions.
One way of reducing these things is to count the cost of what it is that the air travel costs in real terms, in terms of the environment. And if you cost that, you would see that the tickets are extraordinarily cheap.
The broadcaster's been talking to MPs about climate change and admits he does worry about the number of flights he takes for work. He added the long-term solution would be to work out a way of powering aeroplanes electrically. Jack Wills have been brought in advisors as they struggle with declining sales. The fashion retailer, which has stores in Tunbridge Wells, Ashford, Canterbury and Bluewater, says it's examining all possible options for the company to survive, including a potential new buyer. It's been revealed today the company buying Kent's Manston Airport have paid £16.5 million. River Oak Strategic Partners want to reopen the Thanet Airfield as a cargo aviation hub. It was previously owned by Stonehill Park, who'd come up with plans for housing and business space on the land.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, the Prince of Wales is in Kent this lunchtime in his role as Colonel-in-Chief of the Royal Gurkha Rifles. Prince Charles will be presenting medals to around 40 soldiers who've recently been serving in Afghanistan. Sam is at Sir John Moore Barracks for KMFM.
A red carpet has been placed where His Royal Highness walked down to meet the 1st Battalion, the Royal Gurkha Rifles, who he will present medals and awards to. Hundreds of people are at the Sir John Moore Barracks this afternoon. Families, children, who are all waiting to see Prince Charles.
He'll also hand over 3 major annual regimental awards. This year also marks the 25th anniversary of the formation of the Royal Gurkha Rifles, and a special cake will be cut to mark it. A couple who've campaigned to raise awareness of asbestos-related cancer have received honorary degrees today from the University of Kent. Mavis Nye from Whitstable contracted mesothelioma due to contact with her husband Ray's work clothes. They're the first married couple to get the honour together during a ceremony at Rochester Cathedral. KMFM's been told Folkestone could be welcoming the first skaters to its new indoor skate park in around 6 months' time. F51 is 3 skate parks built on top of each other and is thought to be a world first. It has suffered a few delays, though. Dan Hume from Shepway Sports Trust, which will ultimately manage the site, has been telling us about the holdups.
Effectively trying to build a building that was ever-expanding, and we needed to make sure the foundations were strong enough. The second, which is the most recent delay, is getting the cladding correct. That went through testing, and although it was good, it wasn't quite right for the building, so we've had to retro-design a new cladding.
You can see video from inside the building by following KMFM News on Twitter. And an 80s-themed ice cream van is coming to Kent this weekend, and fans of Stranger Things might recognise it. The 3rd series of the sci-fi show has been launched on Netflix, and to celebrate, bosses have recreated the Scoops Ahoy ice cream parlour. It's been touring the UK over the past few days. We'll be giving out free retro treats at Dreamland in Margate on Saturday.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Play's just about to get underway on the show courts on ladies' quarterfinals day at Wimbledon. First up on centre court, 7-time champion Serena Williams faces fellow American Alison Risk. That's followed by Britain's Johanna Konta against Czech Barbara Strzitzova. And in cricket, Kent have been bowled out for 369 on day 3 of their championship game with with Surrey. Joe Denley top scored at the Oval with 88. It means they have a lead of 98 over the home side, who'll start batting again after lunch. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.